Good morning. It's 10 o'clock. This is Centennial College Radio News, and I'm Amanda Persico here with Daniela Payne and Greg Dalgetty. It's currently 2 degrees outside our East York studios. Here's what's making news this hour. Two bombs rocked Algeria's capital earlier this morning. The bombs of 6 soldiers killed in Afghanistan return home for final farewells. CN workers unsatisfied with new contract and plan for another strike. Ontario is calling for mandatory speed caps for truckers. Mold chases students into makeshift classrooms. Toronto District School Board bans cell phones and a change to Toronto's poop and scoop laws. Now to our top story. At least 17 people have died as a result of 2 separate bombs that shook Algeria's capital. 9 people died as a result of the blast near the Prime Minister's house, wounding 32. Another explosion went off near the airport, killing 8 and wounding 50. The Algerian Prime Minister said they were acts of cowardice and betrayal. The bodies of 6 soldiers killed by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan are set to arrive at CFB Trenton at 5 p.m. Family members of the fallen soldiers asked the media to preserve the privacy of the service. It looks like GO trains are a go, even though CN workers plan to picket again. The workers overwhelmingly shot down the deal yesterday because it failed to address issues of worker treatment and poor scheduling. CN strikers can walk off GO trains if they give GO 3 days notice. However, many conductors have already started picketing in Vancouver. Julian Fantino, the OPP commissioner, looks to the Ontario Trucking Association to help put speed limits on trucks. The limiters will program trucks to maintain 100 kilometers an hour. The speed regulator will help reduce gas emission, car truck crashes, and tailgating, Fantino says. The Toronto District Catholic School Board blames the lack of funding for moldy 30-year-old portables. Students from St. Augustine in North York are forced to study in the school gym and library because of health risks from mold found in portables. A Toronto public school trustee is waging war on cell phones in classroom. The staff and students at Jarvis Collegiate Institute are saying they've given peace a chance, and it works. Katie Goujon has this report.
For the average college...
Toronto School Board trustees are hoping to stop the text messaging, game playing, and phone ringing in the classroom and return the focus back to learning. Toronto School Board trustees are hoping to stop the text messaging, game playing, and phone ringing in the classroom and return the focus back to learning. Guidance counselor Janice Fricker says the school policies at Jarvis Collegiate seem to do the trick.
I do believe that the vast majority of teachers are enforcing that expectation in their own classroom, in their own way. And I have not heard a great deal of difficulty from the teachers or the students about that.
In addition to the distraction cell phones cause in the classroom, there is a growing concern that a number of students use their cell phones to cheat. Answers to tests are now just a button push away. Jarvis English teacher David Reed says that the teachers are capable of controlling that type of behavior within their classrooms.
It's up to the teacher to establish a protocol in the classroom. So if you insist that there are no electronics, which is in our agenda, which says no electronics, then you really reduce the interruptions.
The proposal for a district-wide ban will be put to the board at tonight's trustee meeting. Katie Goujon, Centennial Radio News, Toronto.
As part of Toronto's 20-minute makeover campaign, city officials are asking pet owners not to poop and scoop into the trash. The city can't handle the 2,500 tons of waste in bins. One solution is to ask pet owners to scoop the poop and flush it at home. Officials say this will cause a backlog in the sewage system. Some pet owners are calling for more green bins in the park. It's poop and flush for puppies in the park. And that's the latest news. Now here's Daniela Payne with the sports scoreboard.
Thank you, Amanda, and hello, everyone. Team Canada beat the United States 5-1 in the gold medal game of the Women's World Hockey Championship in Winnipeg. This was the 10th consecutive time Canada has played in the U.S. in the Women's World Championship Finals, and it is their 9th time winning the gold medal. Team Canada cheered on for their veteran player, Danielle Goyette, who may have played her final game last night. 41-year-old Goyette has played with Team Canada for 15 years. Coach's Corner Don Cherry is to team up with NBC's Brett Hull. The outspoken pair will appear on the U.S. Network's Stanley Cup playoff telecasts. Hull will also appear on CBC's hockey coverage in Canada. Cherry assures his fan that this new pair will not jeopardize his relationship with Hockey Night in Canada partner Ron McLean. Even though the Leafs are out of the playoffs, Toronto hockey fans can still cheer on their Canadian counterparts. NHL playoffs start tonight with Ottawa, Calgary, and Vancouver playing their first games. In the words of Toronto Blue Jays pitcher Josh Towers, it really was an ugly game. The Jays lost 6-3 to Kansas City Royals yesterday. It was their first loss in four games. Gustavo Chassin takes the mound when the Jays play the Royals again tonight at 7 at the Rogers Centre. The Toronto Raptors take a breather in their busy NBA schedule. Their next game is at home on Friday when they play the Detroit Pistons. The Raptors are first in the Atlantic Division and third overall. The People's Church, located at Bayview and Shepherd, usually isn't known for basketball. But once a week, the gym becomes a sanctuary for guys who love the sport. Travis Persaud has this report.
For the average college student, Tuesday nights usually consists of cheap movies at the theater or a night of homework. But for 25-year-old Ben Constable, Tuesday nights offer him something different. Constable coordinates Soul House. It is a youth drop-in basketball outreach at the People's Church.
I was asked by the previous associate youth pastor. He had an interest in basketball outreach, and I love basketball, and I've always had a passion for high school guys, talking with them about stuff I went through, and it was just an easy transition.
Constable hopes Soul House can provide a safe haven for the 12 teenage guys who come out each week. He wants the outreach to provide more than just basketball.
To try to leave an impact and provide the kids around the age that I went through some tough times with maybe some answers that they won't have to find out on their own.
Regardless of what problems the youth may have, he knows what keeps bringing them back each week. Free basketball. He says the guys enjoy the night because it gives them a place to play without any hard rules. This is Travis Brousseau for Centennial College Radio News.
And that's it from the world of sports. Stay tuned. After the break, Greg will have the latest in entertainment.
My husband is a couch potato. In 14 years, he's worn out 3 recliners. Can't remember our anniversary, but he's got the TV schedule memorized. One time I took the batteries out of his remote control, he called 911. Last week, he comes home from work, plops down in his recliner, throws it into his lift lock position, and tells me that his boss is giving a dinner party and we're supposed to bring dessert. So I said, great, what are you gonna make? That brought him to his feet. He goes, gee, honey, I thought you'd make your famous strawberry shortcake. Think again, I said. He's your boss. You cook something. He was smarter than I thought. Went to the Winn-Dixie Deli Bakery and picked up a cheesecake. Well, his boss's wife raved over it. So he says, thank you. I made it from scratch. And then she asked for the recipe.
Welcome back and hello, everybody. Larry Birkhead has won the lottery, in a manner of speaking. A DNA test has shown Birkhead is the father of Anna Nicole Smith's daughter, Danielle Inn, and Danielle Inn may inherit Smith's fortune. Ka-ching! A couple of famous queens have hit Toronto. Brian May and Roger Taylor were in town last night for the opening of We Will Rock You, a musical featuring only queen music. We Will Rock You plays at the Cannon Theatre until May 27th. Staying with music, the band that started right here in Toronto almost 4 years ago and has since grown into a full-blown touring act with a revolving lineup of musicians was back at the Phoenix Concert Theatre recently. Ryan Nesbitt has the story on Classic Albums Live double album performance.
Classic Albums Live was back at the Phoenix last night, and they may just be the hardest working band in the business. Not only did they perform U2's The Joshua Tree and War back-to-back, no breaks, they produced albums exactly as they sound on record, note for note and cut for cut. It's hard to go wrong with songs as catchy as U2's, but the band's dedication to musicianship really showed, and fans like Marian Leanders applauded them for it.
There's a few really amazing players. There's the guitarist. Clifton and the drummer. I don't know his name, but his drummer is amazing. I've listened to it so many times that it becomes like a common knowledge of U2.
If you didn't make it to the U2 show, you can catch the band back at the Phoenix on March 17th when they perform Pink Floyd's The Wall, and again on April 19th for their 4th anniversary bash. On that date, they're playing Exile on Main Street by the Rolling Stones. This is Ryan Nesbitt, Centennial College Radio News.
Finally, Casino Rama has booked Bob Dylan to play July 7th and 8th. How many casino dates can a man play before his career hits the wall? The answer, my friend, is coming to Rama. The answer is coming to Rama. That's all from me. Now back to Amanda Seco Persico for a wrap-up of the day's news.
Thanks, Greg, and what a beautiful voice. And here's a recap of our big story. 17 people die in a bomb attack near Algeria's capital, one near the Prime Minister's office and the other near the capital's airport. So far, there are over 50 wounded from the blast. And on behalf of all of us here at Centennial College News, thanks for listening. Have a great day.